promise keeper. Thank you, Jesus, for being a covenant keeper. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us to receive everything that you have for us. You are an awesome God. You are an amazing prayer answering God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you. You may be seated for just a moment, and I want to say how much I am so grateful to greet each one of you in the name of Jesus. So many of you that are part of this church family, some that are visiting family, and we're glad that you've included being in church today as part of your family time. And then to our guests from this community, if you don't have a church home and you're visiting today, I just want to say welcome home. We are thrilled. Aren't we grateful for every guest? We're so glad. I met Daniel here. He lives here all the way from New York. He's with his family. He's been delivered. I remember being in New York, and I got delivered 25 years ago. I've never looked back. Sometimes when the Lord sets you free, you can't look back. You just got to keep moving forward. I hope that's a word for somebody today. No. We're just having a good time. So I want to say, as already has been mentioned, for this church family that has worked so hard during this season, thank you so much for the way you love people in our community, reach people and serve. It's hard to list everything and every person, but you have excelled. And we say, to God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. What a great Christmas Day service. Thank you, Sister Rochelle, for blessing us, everyone that came out. It's very challenging to have a service on a holiday like Christmas, but there are some people that to be with their church family is that one opportunity really to be with family. They're just not as blessed as others that have a house full of family. And so they said it was 138 that was here on Christmas Day for just to be in God's house on His day. Thank you for doing that. And I say that to say this, if you don't have plans for New Year's Eve, I know it sounds like a cliche because it is, but there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. You got to come. You got to come. And how many times do you come to church and they don't serve food? We got food. This New Year's Eve, I think it's New Year's Eve Wednesday. I keep forgetting. Time is just so turned upside down with the holidays. If you are wondering, if you are concerned, or if you're just old like me, we don't have church from 7 till midnight. We just have church. When we're done, we eat. And then you can head on if you got an after party or if you just want to be in your pajamas by 9:30 or so, you can be there if that's how you celebrate new year. So don't misunderstand. Some of us are old enough to remember we used to have church till midnight. And we pray the old year out and the new year in. And we do that. But we do it at 7, and we're able to do that because at 7, it's already the new year in the UK. So we've got a little bit of grace there. God works with us. He's such a good God. So we want you to be here. And then thank you as well. I don't know how you feel, and I wouldn't want you to respond, but I love seeing everybody together. This is awesome. And next Sunday, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it. I don't know one preacher that doesn't prefer to preach to a building that's full. I don't know one preacher. But I'll tell you right now, this community deserves room in our parking lot and in our sanctuary to come be a part of what God is doing. And that is the only reason why we have two services next Sunday and the Sundays following, because if you look around, for us it's comfortable, we're all family, but if you're brand new, your first time here, you're trying to find a place to sit with your family, there's only a few spots left. Well, I don't think that's fair to our neighbors. I don't think that's fair to our, we're handing out door hangers, inviting people to church. We got a family here today because of a door hanger. I'd hate for them to come and say, you invited me to your house, but you ain't got no room. How many of you felt that way with your relatives this week? No, we're just, I better get back to the Word of God today. But that is the only reason why we have a service at 9:30 and at noon. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family members, we're only doing that so there's room for you and your family. And I'm thankful for a church that has that kind of vision and that kind of willingness to reach beyond yourself. Would you give yourself a hand if that's how you feel about it? That doesn't mean you have to like it. You just have to love reaching others. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you know, Pastor don't even like two services. I don't, and I go to three on Sunday. I'm only going to two today. It feels like a vacation. In fact, I do want to say, those of you serving in King today, thank you so much. Those of you serving in Taylorsville today, thank you so much. We've got a ministry family in Rayford, North Carolina today. I think Brother Hippolyte is in Statesville, North Carolina today. Brother Marcus and Sister Talia is in Wilkesboro today serving in church. I think that's awesome that we can reach beyond ourselves. We're blessed, and we might as well be a blessing, amen. Why don't you stand? I'm going to look to the Word of the Lord for a little bit. Encourage you to bring your Bibles as we get into the new year. So many of us are grateful for what we have with the technology, but it's kind of cool to have your Bible and write in it, underline it, just kind of make it more personal. And I encourage you to do that as we look towards the new year that begins next week. I say next Sunday. It begins Thursday, right? Wednesday. So when's New Year's Eve? So it actually begins Wednesday after midnight. Right? You know what? You're dismissed. I don't think I'm ready to pull this off today. Is there any more food anywhere we could eat? That's what happens when your brain is overcome by what you've done to your stomach for 10 days. Psalm 1. I hope you get something out of this. If you don't, I want to apologize. It's nobody else's fault but my own, and it's certainly not his fault. I do want to say while you're standing that we will end this time in church around this altar. And if you need something from the Lord, why not put your faith in him today? You might say, well, I'm not even a part of this church. Yeah, but you got the same God. And you got faith in him. And if you call on his name, if you'll just say, Jesus, I need you today. What a great way to get ready for a new year. Amen. Psalm 1. I do want to give a shout out. I've got five nephews, and this is one of my favorite five. He made the top five. His name is Aaron Kerechi. He turned 20 this week. Happy birthday. He's the only one of the five that turned 20 this week. And the only one of the five that said, hey, give me a shout out on Sunday, and I did what he asked me to do. I'm pretty easy that way. You ought to give it a try. I do what I can. I was talking to him about his plans for the new year. You know, we all make reservations. He said, you know, my goal for 2026 is to accomplish all my goals for 2025. He said, because I was supposed to do them in 2024 because I promised myself I'd do them in 2023, but this is the year. So I commend you for that. Happy birthday. Psalm 1, let's read this out loud together. It's from the New King James Version, but whatever version you have, let's read it together. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Last Sunday, I talked about being a ministry. One of my relatives said, I'd rather be a pace tree. Just in time for Christmas, so sweet. But we all need to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. We already read that verse. Okay, verse 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. There's nothing like the word of the Lord, amen. Today and then next Sunday in both services, I'll preach two different messages, but they will have the same theme, the same title, they'll be different in theme than today, but it's still a word that I feel like the Lord has given us as a church, and any individual that wants to latch a hold of it. I am preaching over these next three services, not New Year's Eve, we have a guest, but I'll be preaching Happy Now Year. I'm glad it's a new year, but there's some things God has for you now. And you need to grab a hold of those things, man. Praise God. Praise God. So many of you, that resonates with you, because you don't just wait for church to read your Bible and pray, and you know that God is already positioning you for something now. Would you close your eyes, raise your hands, and say, Jesus, speak to me by your word. Help that preacher, Lord. He's just a human being. He can't do anything if you don't anoint him. He can't be a blessing to anybody unless you help him. So, Jesus, I'm asking you to help right now in Jesus' name. I want to be a blessing, God, to my brothers and sisters, our neighbors and friends, loved ones and family that have traveled from out of town. I've had a great holiday, but, Lord, we're all gearing up for a new year. And we're asking you, Lord, to help us grab a hold of a faith that is for now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's one more time thank the Lord. Believe him for answering prayer, helping us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. When that psalm begins, and of course it sets the tone for the entire book of Psalms, it begins with those words, blessed is the man. Obviously, I think you would understand, really, blessed are the people, or blessed is the individual. It's not gender exclusive, as though men and women are somehow in different classes in the kingdom of God. There's neither male nor female. There's neither bond nor free. We're all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. But it is significant to me that many times in the Psalms, and I'll refer to several today, that when you read the word blessed, it literally can mean that happiness comes when you have a right relationship with God. So we say Happy New Year, or I'm saying Happy Now Year, and yet the scriptures give us a pathway to happiness or blessing, and that is having a right relationship with God. I think some of you have lived long enough for the Lord, or just been on the planet living life long enough to know that as you age, you start to discover, hopefully, that really happiness is your choice. You can literally choose, I will be blessed, I will be happy, not based on things around me or even people around me, but even in Psalm, we get the first indicator in verse 1 of chapter 1, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. A new year is upon us, 2026, and we can decide today and every day of that new year, I will be happy now. And I will be happy now by making a decision. I'm not going to take advice from people that don't trust the Lord. I'm not just going to spend my life doing the things that are promoted by sinners, watching the things that are promoted by sinners, engaging in the things that are promoted by sinners. And I'm not going to waste time with the mockers, with those that are cynical, with those that are negative. I want to be happy now, and I'm just going to be happy by meditating on the word of the Lord. My happiness in 2026 will not be delayed until my circumstances improve. Sometimes we waste a whole year thinking, well, if this happens on the job, if this happens in the family, if that happens in the church, well, I might get happy. You know what? You can make a decision today and you can carry it through the new year. I will be happy now. My choice to be happy is based on a decision I've made to meditate on the word of the Lord. Verse 2, my delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law will I meditate day and night. Can I say that your relationship with God and his word is the key to being happy now? That don't sound like a great revelation, but it's still true. If you will give yourself to God and his word, I say that because some people feel like they have a pretty good relationship with God, but they ignore his word. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You can't keep his commandments if you don't get in your Bible and study it and love it and live it. But if you'll just give yourself to meditating on the word of God, it will be a key for a happy life now. For a happy now year, but really for a happy now life. Every day, Lord, I want to know what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're leading me. Can you say amen? Amen. I understand in 2026, your happiness can be impacted by your job. Your job matters. A lack of job matters. A bad job matters. Improvement or progress on the job matters. So I'm not trying to be naive about other things. Your relationships matter. They absolutely do, with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors. You know, you could speak in tongues every day, but if you don't have a healthy relationship with your spouse, you're not going to be real happy. It's not in the Bible, but a happy wife is a happy life. Can I get an amen from a man in here? Oh yeah, I got somebody standing. He's going to have a happy new year and a happy now year. I might throw that one out again to see if anybody else wants to get happy. So I understand there are other factors that impact our happiness, like, for instance, our finances. You know, if you're not doing the right thing as it relates to ordering your finances, you might face a lot of things in this life that can rob you of even peace of mind. It matters. All of these factors matter. In fact, I would throw this out that we don't always think about. Your purpose in life matters. If you want a little Bible study, pick up the message from last Sunday. You can watch it online for free. But the reality is this, if your purpose is yourself, you're not going to be very happy. If your purpose is just what satisfies you, you're not going to be very happy. In fact, you're going to make a lot of people around you unhappy because your world just revolves around what you think and what you want. And if you ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. My God, that's no way to live. You can be happy now by saying, I have a purpose that's bigger than me. I have a purpose that's bigger than my own happiness. I have a purpose, and that is to walk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I understand all of these factors matter. We reap what we sow. If we sow into all of these areas, we'll reap and we'll be blessed. But the reality is this, and when I put this in my notes, I knew it would be controversial, but I really don't mean to be controversial. I just mean to be helpful. Your decision to delight in the word of God matters more than any other decision you can make in 2026. If you want to be happy now, your choice to meditate on the word of God matters most. I know that's controversial because you might say, I read the Bible all the time. I don't get anything out of it. Or I've read the Bible before. I don't even understand it. I was just a youngster when my mother started putting it in me and even the Sunday school teachers at church. You need to read through your Bible every year, just a little bit every day and every year. And then I was just a youngster when they started telling me, you need to memorize that Bible. Take some of those verses and you start quoting those verses over and over again till you could speak them without even reading them. I can tell you, as I look back over the last 48, 58 years, I didn't start when I was zero, but somewhere about 9 or 10 or 11 or 12, somewhere in there, the Word of God started to matter. I gotta tell you, there's been many times from the time I was 12 to even this past week that I read something and I wonder, what does that mean? But let me tell you, it still has blessed me and enriched me and strengthened me and encouraged me. Is there anybody that would be a testimony that heaven and earth may pass away, but thy word is forever? Anybody want to say with me today, hey, the grass withereth, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands forever? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to just tell you right now, because there's young people here, and I'd like to throw this out as a public service announcement. And some of you already do this, but if you'll read a little bit of the Word of God every day, and if you miss a day, if you'll pick up the next day, if you're sitting here and you haven't even read the Bible at all, if you'll start with this new year, you will have a better life than you've ever had before. It's really true. You say, that's crazy. I'm telling you, this Word of God is alive and powerful. It's so sharp. It's like a sword that when you read it, it cuts right into your heart. And where there's fear, the Word of God gives you faith. And where there's confusion, the Word of God, I'm telling you, you don't even have to be a card-carrying member of this church, but get yourself in the Word of God a little bit every day. If you miss a day, ask the Lord to help you the next day. But I promise you, the Word of God will give you a happy now year. It don't matter. I know job situations and family situations, but oh, the Word of God will make a difference. Praise God. Galatians 6, one translation says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God or the plan of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. I do want to pause and just throw this out here. Everything, we heard it this morning as we were starting church, or this afternoon, everything about your life is corruptible. I know that doesn't sound like a happy now or happy new or happy anything. Everything about your life is mortal. So when it says you will reap decay because of your sinful nature, don't just think, well, that just means if I sin real bad, it ain't going to work out. No, 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 no. You've got a sinful nature even when you're trying to be a good person. You've got a sinful nature even when you're being nice to your spouse. You've got a sinful nature even when you obey your parents. We were born in sin, and the minute we die, we live, we start to die. The only way to escape that process is to get ready for another life by being born again. I'm trying to tell you, every single one of us has a sinful nature, and listen very closely to what I say now. Every time you sow into this flesh, it don't have to be sin. It'll still decay. But if you sow into the Spirit, it will last forever. I'm trying to tell you, the Word of God will not be mocked. Those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from that Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Work as hard as you can to get every promotion that you can, and manage your finances as well as you can, and get all the education you can. But my brothers and sisters, while you're sowing to the flesh, get in the Word of God and sow to the Spirit. That is the only key to an everlasting life. Oh, would you thank the Lord for His Word? Heaven and earth will pass away. Jobs will pass away. Houses will pass away. But the Word of our God. Praise God. I'm a little bit fired up. God, help me not to scare nobody. The Bible says, Psalm 1, I won't read it again, but you'll remember. In his law, in his word, does he meditate? That guy's going to be happy. That gal's going to be happy. That young person's going to be happy. That old person's going to be happy. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. So that meditate's a big deal. And I don't want to get all out there somewhere. I just want to make it as simple as possible. And we've just come through a week that ought to make it so simple. Anybody, let's throw this, anybody have anything for Christmas dinner that tasted real good? Yes. Only seven hands. Look at that. I'm raising my hands twice because my Christmas dinner was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. So when I took the first bite, and I don't want to say what it is because I'm not trying to throw shade on what you had. But when I took the first bite, I was tempted to even swallow it before I tasted it. But there was something about that first bite that when I stuck it in my mouth, oh, I just savored the flavor for a little bit. Anybody have a Christmas dinner like that? You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed. Some of y'all need to eat somewhere else next year for Christmas dinner because I think it must have been a happy meal from McDonald's. Ain't even open. What is wrong with these people? But when I say I savored the flavor, I actually chewed it. Because a lot of time I don't chew my food. I just eat to be full and I move on to the next thing on the list. But on Christmas dinner, and the first bite and the 50th bite, because I went back three times. We had a lot of people over and I had to be stealth. It's hard for a big guy to be stealth, but man, for that food, if I mentioned it, the service would be over what I ate. Thank you, Grandma. You changed my life. But let's forget about dinner because they're not there. What about dessert? All right, we're doing better with dessert. How many took a piece of the pie or the cake and you just let it set there on your palate for a little bit? Oh, God is good. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, what a good God. All right, are you hearing what I'm saying? That's meditation right there. You're like, really? Is that easy? Yeah, don't overcomplicate it. You know what I'm saying? Chew on it a little while. Take the word of God every day in 2026 and don't just read it to get on to the next thing. Chew on it a little while. Just savor the flavor. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the... Let me just think about that for a few. Let me just chew on that for a little. I just want to meditate on that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but his delight is in the law of the... Oh, let me just... Oh, I got to... Is there any more of that anywhere in there? Oh, I got... Why? Come on. You know why? Because if you will meditate on the word of the Lord, you will be happy now. It will be a happy now year because the word of the Lord is so delicious. The word of the Lord is so eternal that if you just chew on it every day, woo! My, oh my, oh my. Read it. Repeat it. Listen to it. Obey it. Act upon it. Digest it. Internalize it. Don't read it just for information. Read it for transformation. If it's just a few verses today and maybe a whole chapter tomorrow, oh, please realize that you cannot live by food alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you want a happy now year, if you want to be happy 365 days of the year, and you're not going to rely on just your job or other relationships or your finances, all of that has its place, but oh, feed me with the word of God. I'm here to tell you, heaven will satisfy your soul. Oh, would you take a moment and thank the Lord for His word? Thank the Lord. Praise God. I feel like the Lord has just promised us as a people, 2026 is not just a new year. It's a now year. There are principles in the Word of God that maybe you've put off, but it's now. It's now or never. There are promises in the Word of God. And you've kind of thought, is that really going to happen for me? Oh, it's a now year. It's not just a happy new year for somebody. It's a happy now year. You're going to get in the Word of God every day. I know the new year's coming, and it's going to be some tragedies, and it's going to be some triumphs. But above all of that, it's going to be meditating on the Word of God, listening for His voice, delighting in the Word, and recognizing that God has a now word for His church and a now word for individuals in particular. He's about to unfold the blessings and the goodness. And even if He allows you or your family to go through some dark shadows and even the valley of the shadow of death, if you will cling to the Word of God in this new year, you can have happiness now in the darkness, in the valley. Just stay connected to the Word. If that's worked for you in the past, would you say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. Hope now. Peace now. Joy now. Why? Because the Word of God is going to be my guide. Praise God. I'm saying to everybody in the sanctuary and those worshiping online today, your happiness is tethered to your relationship with Jesus and your involvement in His kingdom. And the only way for you to know what He has for you now is to make sure your word is my daily bread. Your word is my daily food. Your word is my daily guide. Can I just throw it out to you this way? He is not just our Savior. He is our Lord. He is the King that reigns over our lives. We serve at His pleasure. And what a privilege to serve the Lord. But the only way you're going to know what to do next or what to do now is to get in the Word of God. And say, lead me, Lord. I will follow. Oh, let your word be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Can I say something crazy? In 2026, I may not know everywhere I'm going, but oh, I'm happy to know that Jesus is going to be leading me by His word. The psalmist said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. I'm not pretending that a happy new year doesn't bring sadness or even sorrow. Welcome to the real world. But I can tell you, if we will hang on to the word of God and be led by the word of God, the psalmist said it this way, unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Oh, I went through some sad days. I went through some hard days, but I just got a hold of the Word of God. I loved it. In fact, he said, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. I lost my job, but I still can chew on the Word of God. I lost my friends, but I can still chew on the Word of God. I lost a loved one, but I can still chew on the Word. I lost some dreams and some hopes, but I still got Jesus. Oh, would you clap your hands and shout with your voice? Oh, blessed, blessed, blessed. Happy is the individual that delights in the law of the Lord. You may be seated. I want to issue a charge for this church family today. You can carry into the new year. And here it is. Be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, has commanded you, the word of God. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you're going to meditate in it day and night. That's why you're going to observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is promising you a prosperous now here. Prosperous now. God is promising you a successful now year. You can be successful in God now. God is promising you a happy now. Not when the situation gets better, not when the family starts getting along, but happy now, because I'm going to stay fed up by the word of the Lord. I'm not going to go to the left or to the right. I'm going to chew on it every day. I'm going to chew on it every day. I'm going to meditate on the word of God every day. And he's going to bring me joy. He's going to bring me joy. The psalmist said, happy is he. Blessed is the man. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are completely honest. That sounds like a happy now year. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, happy is the person who trusts in him. Blessed or happy are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Selah. Blessed or happy is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Think about that for a minute. They read that psalm. I didn't know they were going to read it at the start of the service. And it just proclaimed, if you're going to find me anywhere in 2026, you're going to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. That's where you're going to find me, in the house of God. I know the more we're blessed, the more we miss church. I get that. That's the generation we're a part of. Come on, Sister Sharon, used to be we were in church 3 times a week and we thought we was faithful. Now 2 or 3 times a month, we feel like we deserve a gold star. I know that's the world we live in, because we become so blessed that now those blessings are a curse. And some of the most blessed people miss church the most. But you know what the psalmist said? You want to find me? You're going to find me in his house. That's where I'm going to be stuck. I'm stuck here. But it's interesting in that same passage. He says these people that are just stuck in the house of God, Psalm 84 and 4 again, blessed or happy are those who dwell. They live in God's house. That's how you feel when we go back to 2 services and then we go to King or 10. I'm just living in church. That's what your relatives say. That's all you do is church. As if it's a sin. As if there's something wrong. I mean, you're cutting out on your TV time. Oh, that'll preach a little bit, but I ain't preaching it today. It's a happy now year. But these people that are living in the house of God, it goes on to say, verse 5, happy is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. So I'm living in the house of God, but I'm not living in this world. I am focused and fixed on the house of God. But as far as everything else, I'm on a pilgrimage. In the Old Testament, they was headed to Jerusalem. In the New Testament, we're headed to New Jerusalem. Yeah. That's why we're living in the house of God, because this world is not our home. And if we can fill the house of God and get a bunch more people on this journey that are coming with us and saying, this world is not our home. The only way you're going to be able to do that is to get in the Word of God. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob or Israel for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. In a crowd this size, there's bound to be a handful of people who say, preacher, that was nice. A little bit long, but that was nice. But you have no idea what I'm about to face in 2026. And you just want to get up there and scream about the Word of God. I get that. I get that. But if you want to have a hope in the Lord, no matter what you're facing in 2026, you're going to have to chew on this a little bit more you've been chewing on it so far. It's just no way for you to have a hope in that world if you are not eating up this Word and saying, oh God, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this circumstance. Everybody's excited about a new year, and I'm not sure I even want to wake up on Thursday. But oh God, help me to stay in your Word. Help me to stay in your Word. Help me to get in your Word. I want you to come to church, but more important than church really is the Word of God. Now don't say I'm saying don't come to church. I'm just saying if you don't stay in this book, it don't matter how many times you come to church. If you don't feed this Word of God in your soul, it's all just religion. But if you can meditate on the Word of God, it'll be your hope in 2026. I'm happy now. Why? Did you get a raise? No. I got the Word. I'm happy now. Why? All your relatives getting along? Well, pretty much so. But it's more than that. It's the Word. It's my meditation. Would you stand? Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for responding to the Word of God. Because we have so many guests here today, it's important for you to know that unlike many churches, and some of them are good churches, the service doesn't end when the preacher says, you're dismissed. There's something that happens before that. After he shared the Word of God, he gives everybody an opportunity to pray. And I beg you to take a few moments and pray before you leave. It'll be easier to pray here for some of you than anywhere else in the world. There are some of you, you have a prayer place at home and you have deep moves of God. But even with that, there's something about being surrounded by other people of like precious faith. And I can tell you, when you come down to this altar in a minute, we don't look for the people that are the members of the church. We just feel like if somebody's coming down here, they must have a little bit of faith in Jesus, and you don't need a whole lot. Just use whatever faith you've got to say, Jesus, I want to give my life to a happy now year. I want to take what that preacher preached as though you were speaking to me, and I want to grab a hold of a fresh commitment to your Word. And even before I walk out this door, I want to give myself to believe in you for something supernatural. Now, you may not say it in all those words. You might just come to the altar and like they did in the Bible and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Whatever you want to do to get closer to the Lord, you're going to get closer to Him right here than you are in your car. And I'm begging you to take a few moments and take this Word that's like a seed that's been planted in the soil of your soul and water it with the presence of the Lord and with your faith in Jesus. Please, for just these next few moments, even to our church family, do not be distracted by someone you haven't seen in a few days or someone maybe you haven't even seen them in a couple. That's so valuable to love each other enough to check in on each other. Oh, wow, we got a guest from somewhere. Oh, my God, oh, that's wonderful. But right now it's critical that we focus on our response to the Word of God. So I want everybody to close their eyes for just a moment so that nobody's looking around. And I want to tell you, if you want to get on this train that's bound for glory, If you want the Word of God to have its full effect in your life, if you are here today and you put your faith in Jesus, but you have never repented of your sins, and even now, as I mentioned, repentance, you can think of something that kind of strikes your soul. Oh, my goodness, I'm sure there's areas of my life where I'm not right with God. I'm begging you today, when we all come to the altar, for you to come and just say, Jesus, I believe for the cross and for your blood that was shed. I can be right with you right now just by asking you to forgive me, and I guarantee you he loves you enough to forgive you in a moment. In a moment. And with your eyes closed and your heads bowed, I'm here to tell you, if you've lived for God for 5 minutes or 50 years, but you have never been baptized by immersion in Jesus' name, you don't even know if you were baptized, you don't even remember being baptized, I want you to know we got the water ready, we got the robes ready. You don't have to join this church to be baptized in Jesus' name, but if you want the Word of God to have its full effect in your life, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. You need to be baptized, calling upon the name of Jesus. And I urge you, as we come forward, make your way to this altar and say, preacher, I got to get baptized today. Would you have somebody baptize me? If you're here today and you have never been filled with the Spirit of God, you love Jesus, you believe in Jesus, but you have never let his Spirit fill you like a well of living water flowing through your soul, and the power of the Spirit takes over your prayer and you literally speak in other tongues, I beg you today, Jesus, Jesus, fill me. And to our church family and guests, and everything I've just said, you've checked the box. 1, 2, 3. I'm there. I'm there, Pastor. I'm there, Preacher. Would you start the new year, even before the new year starts, with a commitment at this altar that says, I'm going to be happy now. I'm going to be in the Word now. I'm going to be living for Jesus now. Everybody come. Everybody come. We got a few minutes here. Everybody come. Guests come. Come on. Family members come. Church members come. Everybody come. Come on, everybody. It may be your first time. Go ahead and come. It may be your last time. Why not come? Come on, everybody come. Everybody come. Everybody come. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.